We're here. This is one of my favorite podcasts to do. It's we gather what I call the kids of the office together, the millennials, to talk about a show, Hard Knocks. The first Hard Knocks was in 2001, and I just remember when it came out, it was something that we've never seen before. It was access that we've never seen before. It was storylines that just really grabbed you. We're now in the 14th season of it, and I just wanted to check with some of the younger folks on staff to see what they thought of it. We have John Acetti, who is, how old are you, John?
I'm 24.
24. That's a complete millennial right there.
Dead on.
You're right in the sweet spot. And we have David Rumsey.
David Rumsey, 27.
27. Ooh, an older millennial in there, but both firmly. And we have Austin Karp, who is in my generation, Gen X.
Closer to. I'm 39, so.
All right, so as you watch this, what do you think about the series as a whole? We'll start with you, David.
I still like it. I really like the access. I like seeing things that you wouldn't normally see, like Matt LaFleur and John Gruden speaking at midfield and debating whether they should play the game on the field. I like seeing Gruden berating the refs, you know, in the locker room, or seeing a player FaceTime another player that's, you know, out of the league. I think it's cool seeing that stuff that you wouldn't normally get to see, and I still like it.
John?
Yeah, I definitely enjoy it. You know, like Rumsey said, you get stuff that you wouldn't get otherwise, but I can start to see the writing on the wall. I have said a couple times this season, the Raiders seem very conscious that the cameras are on them. I can't blame them for doing that, but I think we're getting to the point that the behind-the-scenes access is really what they want you to see, and the stuff that maybe the first couple iterations was totally revelatory, things you would never have seen before, that stuff is still not going to be shown.
All right, guys, when we were in the production meeting before this, we were talking about how boring the episode was, and we were talking about sort of, you know, that the show isn't necessarily grabbing you. So even though you're interested in some of the behind the scenes, why isn't the show grabbing you?
I think this season that they're just struggling to find those bubble players that are, you know, struggling to make the team. Usually there's one or two guys that are really interesting, really kind of far out there, and they're right on the bubble. Are they going to make the team? Are they not? And you really have somebody to root for. And this season, it's just not there. So I think they're introducing a new younger player each episode, and it's kind of hard to keep up with, and there's no continuity there.
Who's the star of the show for you?
John Gruden and Antonio Brown on the episodes that he's been featured on.
Mm-hmm. John, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Gruden's been the star of the show. Brown, again, where we've been able to see him, has been pretty attention-driving. This episode, I thought his scenes were a little bit strange, almost fake. I hesitate to say the word, but you know, he's getting fan mail, and he's getting people crowding him and loving all over him and, like, sign my shoes. And we're all watching this as fans. We're watching, like, he's failed his second helmet grievance. His, you know, feet is, I guess, finally now healthy. He still hasn't played in preseason. There's just all these conflicting narratives with what we then see, which, again, I think goes back to Hard Knocks and kind of the show in general knows at this point it's what the Raiders want us to put out there as much as what we want to get.
Austin, how has the show been treating the whole Antonio Brown storyline? Because I want to go and see what happened in the cryogenics chamber. I want to see what happened, like, with the helmet and how they're responding to that.
Well, they've been trying to focus on it as much as they can. They showed in the early episodes, they showed his feet, like, exactly what had gone on, and they explained that, you know, he had that little malfunction, I guess, whatever, in the cryo chamber. But now it's been on the helmet, and, like, how much can the helmet controversy actually keep a viewer, like, you know, enthralled with an episode? Not much. There isn't much about Antonio Brown that is drawing you into this series. And like David alluded to, there isn't much else outside of that, maybe Chucky, that is keeping people's attention in my mind. Hasn't hurt the numbers of all very much. HBO is still doing incredibly well on the viewership front, but you know, for the substance that I'm seeing, I'm not incredibly engaged.
Before we talk about the final episode coming up, what would Hard Knocks need to do to engage you to watch again? Because I would think, actually, going into this, it's the Raiders' last season in Oakland. John Gruden is a bona fide TV star. He was on Monday Night Football for a while. Antonio Brown is a character. There's always at least one or two rookies that you don't know who come. I would have thought that this would have grabbed you and you would have loved this whole series. What would you be looking for? What would you need to come back to watch this series?
Well, it's funny you say that because, like Austin has reported, the ratings are doing very well this season, and I think we are interested and we are going to watch because it's something about football in the NFL in August when we're just ready for football season to come back in the fall. So that's why we've been watching, and admittedly, I'll probably watch again because I'm a fan of Hard Knocks.
You're a glutton for punishment, David.
Exactly, but to make it more interesting, I'm always harping on, give me something that I'm not expecting. You know, last season, everybody loved Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley fighting in the coach's room because we didn't think we were going to see that. So if we can see more things like that behind the scenes, I know the coaches and the front office staff don't want to put it out there, but whatever the NFL can do to give us something or a new team that we wouldn't expect to be on Hard Knocks, I know they're talking about potentially lifting the restrictions on what teams are eligible. So I think there's plenty of things that they can do to keep elevating the show and not make it just go away.
John, what'll bring you back?
Yeah, I think personality. You know, Gruden's been great this season. I can't speak enough as to how fun it's been to watch him try to stop himself from cussing and failing every time. But, you know, with the bubble players, you know, they've got some good storylines. The Keelan Doss kid, you know, I'm pulling for him. I think everybody is. But does he pop? Does he jump off the page? No. And I think that's something that, while it might be a little bit of luck, whether a team has personalities on the field or in the front office, you need people that other people want to tune in for. You need Antonio Brown to show some of the edginess as opposed to the very carefully curated, this is my side of the story and I'm not going to show anything else. So you need to show more personality. You need to have that pop, that fun stuff that really makes fans like, wait, what did he say on Hard Knocks? That's what's going to keep me coming back.
Austin, same question.
I'm going to have a more jaded response. I don't know that it's going to do. They can do much of anything to get me back to the show. And it's not necessarily Hard Knocks. I mean, it was the original, and NFL Films is great. But everybody does these behind-the-scenes shows now. At the college level, they do it. And, you know, Amazon does it with All or Nothing, and they've done it with the Panthers. I feel like I've just seen it all. And, you know, some teams just do it by themselves on their website. It doesn't mean as much to me as it used to, these insider access shows. So, without, you know, a heavy storyline going on with the Raiders, and there's not too much of a, you know, a marketable player I'm looking at. I mean, you look at our study that came out today on most marketable NFL players. Antonio Brown isn't even in the top 10, and that's the only Raider that would even come close to touching that. There's just nobody that's grabbing my attention to get me back.
Austin, I couldn't agree with you more. To me, the beauty of Hard Knocks is that it's formulaic, and that you know what you're going to get when you get in. But the storylines are the same storylines that I was watching and so enthralled with in 2001. They're pretty much the same storylines now with a different cast of characters. So yeah. it makes it for a little bit tougher. But you say, David, that you're gonna watch next year. John, you seem a little bit more on the fence.
I mean, I don't want to sound too negative, but that's what we're trying to do is to critique. I'll definitely still watch because, like David said, I mean, I thought that was a great point. At this point in the year, we just want football. Any way we can get it, I'm going to take it. I would just hope and maybe think that in the future, in order to keep it going and to keep it something compelling, they can try to tweak the formula. Because like you said, it's been the same show since 2001. I still enjoy it and I'll still watch it, but I'd like to see them take some steps.
All right, last question because we're already running a little longer than I was expecting. Spoiler alert. Final episode, what are you expecting, David?
I just want to see some emotional cuts. I want to see them.
You're a hard guy. You want to see emotional cuts.
I want to see them invoke something in me. I mean, I'm not attached in these players really yet, and that's usually what Hard Knocks does. So, you know, give me something to care about. Show me Mike Mayock or John Gruden, you know, really struggling over who they should keep, why a player deserves to be there, even if it's not what you want. If the player ends up getting cut, I'm not saying I want somebody to necessarily get off the team, but I just want to see something more passionate than I've seen this season.
John Acetti.
Yeah, David, you just made me realize we haven't gotten a scene of, you know, the coach cutting the player, which is a Hard Knocks staple. Obviously, we'll get some this coming week with the final cuts and whatnot, but you know, I would love just a glimpse of something, a tease, anything mentioning the Vegas move. It's a huge story. They've not mentioned it at all. I don't think the word Vegas has been said in this entire season. And I understand that's next season. It's not this year, but you can't completely ignore that. So I'm looking for something, maybe a shot of the stadium now that it's getting close to being done, something like that.
Austin Karp.
Just some unpredictability. Turn left when I think you're going to turn right. Just anything along those lines. It's like you said, the storylines seem to have been repetitive this season.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. I'm John Aran with SBJ, and we will be back next week with another one of our Hard Knocks podcasts.